Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Whoever keeps the word of Christ, the love of God is truly perfected in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his apostles, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I was removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write down 1 for 50. Then to another he said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 measures of wheat.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write that way 1 for 80. And the master commanded that this dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light.'" Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus' word is very practical. He said, "Men of the people of the world, that how to be prophets, but the children of God, they don't." But Jesus giving us the means. And what the first letter of St. John says, "Whoever keeps the word of Christ, the love of God is truly perfected in him." So if you want to have more entry into our camp, it's important that we have to love more. That's the only way to keep God's love in us, to share love with others. This is the only way we can keep this spirit. So today also, especially for us priests, to remind us, and Jesus really warning us, you see the world, the people of the world, they make so much effort to make the wealth grow. And how about you, disciple minds of mine, did your best to promote the kingdom of God among yourselves? So it's very practical. First of all, when I listen to this, I find it is the wording of God, of Jesus towards us priests. But don't think that only priests have this assignment. All baptized people have to profess Jesus to the world in a different way. But we have the same mission to announce Jesus to the world. In order to have this we have to learn what St. John's letter says. Whoever keeps the word of Christ, the love of God is truly perfected in him. That means to say, St. John is inviting us to live the word of God. It is not always easy, but it's our assignment. Put Jesus in our heart means to listen his word, meditate on it, and become our thinking, step by step. You have become more Christ-like. Step by step, but receive the Holy Communion, we are more united with the Lord. So in both ways, personally, we have to keep through the Word of God, through the Blessed Sacrament, we keep life of Jesusness. On the other hand, more communal life, more unity among ourselves, and Jesus promised he will be present in us. Where two or three united in my name, I mean no miss. So this is a very promising word. Jesus expects us to live this spirit. By the way, we live the spirit of mutual love. That's practically, there will be the presence of Jesus. And this a joy comes from. This is where our light comes from. But it's on a daily basis. Jesus knows that well. So he's warning us not to think too much about things of tomorrow, neither of yesterday. Be use of our time today, this moment, this very moment. More attention to what we're doing wholeheartedly, with love, love for the Lord. And we will see the consequence. Jesus is always ready to stand by us, to bless us, to listen to us, to share with us also. So let us ask Jesus once again to keep him in our heart, to keep him in our midst, so that whatever we do is nothing else to do what God the Father is expecting us to do. But important is to have peace, to have joy in our heart. If we leave the Word of God, certainly there will be peace and joy in us.